listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 481. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. If I had to choose between my social media accounts and my email list tomorrow in order to scale my business, you can bet your bottom dollar, well, multiple dollars, thousands of dollars, that I'm going to choose my damn email list every single time. And I know that might sound crazy to some of you in a world where everyone is freaking obsessed with Instagram and TikTok, LinkedIn, AI, short form video, and whatever new platform is trending this week. But after more than 15 years in business, here's what I do know. Attention is rented, relationships are owned. And your email list is one of the few assets in your business that you fully and actually own. And every week, I speak to business owners who are spending hours after hours creating content for social media, but they are barely emailing their list. Or worse, they only email their list when they want to sell something. And this is exactly why I wanted to create today's episode, because email marketing is not dead. In fact, I'd argue it's more important than ever before, especially in the world with AI. And so today I want to talk about why I still email my list multiple times a week sometimes, if not definitely every single week, why it continues to be one of my highest ROI activities in business, and why I believe business owners are leaving money on the table by ignoring it. So let's start with the fact that everyone continues to chase attention. Versus I personally am focused on ownership. And I think this is one of the biggest misunderstandings in modern marketing. Everyone is chasing attention, more followers, views, likes, reach. And don't get me wrong, visibility matters. You know, I talk about visibility all the time. But visibility without ownership is super fucking risky. Because the reality is social media platforms don't belong to you. Instagram doesn't belong to you. Facebook doesn't belong to you. TikTok doesn't belong to you. LinkedIn doesn't belong to you. You get what I'm saying. But furthermore, algorithms change. Accounts get hacked. My Instagram account has been hacked not once, but twice. I shouldn't say hacked. That's not the right word. It's been shut down. Hacked? No, but shut down. Yes. Platforms disappear. Reach drops, and suddenly the audience you've spent hours building becomes much harder to access. In fact, some of the research that I've been looking at, it says 5% of whatever you're posting on social media is actually getting to the followers that are following you. Let's just say you have 1,000 followers on Instagram and only 5% are seeing your post. That means only 50 people out of every 1,000 are seeing your post if you're lucky. And then you have to hope that whatever you're posting resonates with them. But your email list, that's yours. You get to control who sees it and who doesn't. Those are people who have intentionally raised their hand and said, I'm interested in what you have to say. Now that is powerful. And this is why I still focus heavily on growing my email list, because I'm building an asset and I'm not just chasing attention. Now, one of the biggest mistakes I see business owners make is that they treat their email like an afterthought. As I said, maybe even you will spend 5 hours creating Instagram content, 3 hours filming reels, another 2 hours editing videos. And then when it comes to email, nothing. Or you will suddenly remember that, hey, I have an email list when I launch something and maybe I should use it. But that's a problem because relationships don't work that way. Imagine only hearing from a friend when they needed something. Eventually, you would stop paying attention to that friend. Yet that's exactly what so many businesses do. They disappear for months, then suddenly show up asking people to buy from them. The reality is people buy from businesses they remember, and people remember businesses that constantly show up. Email allows you to stay top of mind, not just when you're launching, every week, every month, all year long, while owning the asset. Also, one of the reasons email continues to perform so well for me is because it creates connection. Email builds trust at scale. A quick pause because I have something big to share with you. Want the chance to not only attend Australia's annual 3-day Women in Business Conference, but also speak on my stage? Early bird tickets are officially on sale right now and spots are already selling fast. And here's the exciting part. The first 50 women who grab their ticket go into the draw to win a 15-minute speaking spot at the conference. Yes, a real stage, real audience, real exposure. So if you've been dreaming about attending Australia's leading event for women in business and stepping into the spotlight, now is your moment. Head to angelahenderson.com.au and grab your early bird ticket today before they're gone, but also for your chance to win a spot to speak on stage, but only for the first 50 people who buy their tickets. Now let's get back into this amazing episode. People often think that they buy because of the offer, but most of the time people buy because of trust. And trust, it takes time. Trust is built through consistency, through stories, through showing up. Every week, I email my list. Sometimes it's about business or leadership, even parenting, perimenopause. Sometimes it's about the mistakes I've made, or even it's about the wins or just behind the scenes. But every email is another opportunity to deepen the relationship with the reader. Because business isn't just about transactions. It's about connection. And connection creates conversion. Now, I want to talk a little bit about AI. Makes email more important, not less. And this is kind of the elephant in the room at the moment. AI. Everyone's talking about AI. Everyone's creating AI content. Everyone's building AI systems, AI agents. And again, I too use AI. My team uses AI. But here's what I think most people are getting wrong. As content becomes easier to create, authenticity becomes more valuable. As automation increases, human connection becomes more valuable. As inboxes become flooded with generic AI written content, the businesses that win will be the ones that sound human, the ones that tell stories, the ones that create connections, the ones that build trust, which is exactly why email matters more than it did 5 years ago. People are craving realness. They're craving connection. They are craving people. So when it comes to email marketing, what I actually email my list about, some of the things I talk to you about. And I get that we can all have brain fog. That's me, perimenopause. We can all not know what we run about, but I'm telling you, there is always something you can email your list about. It can be life. It can be business. It can be leadership. It can be lessons. It can be experiences. It can be observations. It can be thoughts. It could be disagreeing with certain elements of the world. I don't sit there trying to come up with some groundbreaking piece of content every week. I simply pay attention. I pay attention to what's happening in my business, in my life, what I'm learning, what I'm seeing clients struggle with, what conversations am I having? Because again, the truth is your audience doesn't want and need perfection. They need perspective. And the more you share your experiences and insights, the more people connect with you, which means inevitably they will convert. So what is the real reason, you might ask, Ange, that you still continue to email your list? If I haven't already given you many great answers to that already, if I'm completely honest, what I would say is I don't email my list every week because it's a marketing strategy. I email my list every week because relationships matter. And relationships are what build businesses. Every major opportunity in my business has come from relationships, whether or not that's been clients, our partnerships, our speaking gigs, our sponsorships, collaborations, revenue, relationships. And email is one of the simplest ways to nurture those relationships, again, at scale, right? Something that you own. If you've got 8,000 people on your email list, those emails are hitting 8,000 inboxes versus the algorithm, 50 out of every 1,000. I know what I'm choosing. And so as I start to wrap up this particular episode, I just want to say, if you've been neglecting your email list, consider this a reminder. Because in a world obsessed with chasing more followers, more views, and more reach, Your email list remains one of the most valuable assets in your business. Not because it's trendy or because it's new, but because it freaking works. Like I said, I've been in business for over 15 years. I've seen platforms come and go. I've seen trends rise and fall. I've seen algorithms change more times than I can count. But one thing has remained consistent. The businesses that build relationships win, and email is still one of the best ways to do exactly that. So if I had to choose between social media and my email list tomorrow, as I've already said, I would choose my list every single time. And if you're serious about scaling your business, I highly, highly recommend you start building your email list too and leveraging it to the complete advantage. Not waiting weeks and months to respond, not reaching out only when launches happen, but building a consistent rhythm, staying in contact with your audience, building those relationships, nurturing those relationships, and then giving your awesomeness, AKA selling to them when needed. I hope this episode has given you some insight as to why I still continue to email my list, not necessarily once, but multiple times per week, and how it allows me to continue to not only scale my consulting business, but also the Healing Center of Australia. And as always, if you need help scaling your business, make sure to head to angelahenderson.com.au, book in for one of our discovery calls, or explore the variety of ways that I can support you, whether or not you want to attend my 3-day Women in Business conference, whether or not you want a VIP day, or you want to join my mastermind. Head to angelahenderson.com.au. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.